The James Smith Cree Nation, AECOM, and Tesla Energy Institute have committed to work together on the construction of a hydroelectric power plant. The project is to be built on James Smith Cree Nation territory. The three parties formalized the agreement on Thursday with the signing of a memorandum of understanding. James Smith Cree Nation Chief Wally Burns said in a press release that the collaboration is focused on creating full-time, long-term employment for James Smith Cree Nation members. The plant is expected to be operational in 5 to 7 years after an environmental assessment is finished. RCMP are looking to the public for information and locating a vehicle related to the murder of an Edmonton woman. They're searching for a 1997 black Dodge Ram 1500 pickup truck with Saskatchewan plate 333KLC. Police say the truck is related to the death of Tiki Brooklyn Laverdier, whose remains were found on July 11th outside of North Battleford. They say the truck was stolen in North Battleford on May 2nd and maybe in the area of the Musiman First Nation or the community of Cochin. New data shows LaLoche had more dog bites over nearly 10 years than the rest of the province combined. The Saskatchewan Health Authority says 558 dog bites were reported in LaLoche over that period. That's compared with 421 throughout the rest of the province. The village had earlier this month announced plans for a cull to reduce the number of unwanted dogs, but that was called off after concerns were raised on social media. Police are following up on a tip that two BC homicide suspects were seen southwest of Gillam, the northern Manitoba community that's been the focus of their search since last week. On Sunday, RCMP sent resources to York Landing, about 90 kilometers from Gillam, to investigate a tip that the two suspects may have been in or near that community. Chief Leroy Constant says there are police, helicopters, the canine unit, and armed men on all-terrain vehicles. He says the community is also still in lockdown.
It's still uneasy until these suspects are caught or deemed not, our areas deemed safe, that fear will still remain.
Briar Schmigelski and Cam McLeod are wanted for three murders in northern B.C. Meanwhile, the father of one of the murder suspects has written a book that he says sheds new light on his son and the struggle that he's had. Alan Smigelski says sent the book to reporters last week titled Red Flagged. He describes it as a novelization of his son's troubled life and his numerous encounters with police and the courts. Smigelski says he had planned to self-publish this week, but now does not intend to publish for sale. The chief of a Northern Ontario First Nation plagued by mercury contamination will be running for the NDP in this fall's federal election.
Cressy Narrows Chief Rudy Turtle and NDP leader Jagmeet Singh are making the announcement today in Ottawa. Turtle is being acclaimed as the NDP candidate in the federal riding of Kenora, where the party's nomination period has closed. The chief has been outspoken about Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's commitment to reconciliation with Indigenous peoples and has suggested his community wants to see further evidence of progress on the mercury issue, including a promised medical treatment facility. Christy Kirkup, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
The chief electoral officer says it's not in the public interest to move voting day from October 21st, which falls on a Jewish holiday this year. Elections Canada was lobbied to change the date because Orthodox Jews are not permitted to work, vote, or campaign on the holiday. It declined, prompting a federal court challenge and the order to take a second look at the decision. Cabinet now has until Thursday to decide to accept or reject the recommendation. Documents from Elections Canada show that at least 20 people donated the maximum amount of money allowed to both the federal Liberals and the Conservatives in 2018, and the list included numerous corporate executives. Those donations are fully legal, as a person can give to all the political parties if they want. Democracy Watch says people who max out their donations to both parties are likely hedging their bets ahead of the fall election. Police in Ontario say a 23-year-old man has been charged with four counts of first-degree murder. Officers met the suspect at the front door of the crime scene, a home in Markham, Ontario. Constable Andy Pattenden says the suspect was taken into custody.
When our officers arrived, they did find a man at the front door of the residence. That man was taken into custody and has been held in custody ever since. Shortly after that, our officers did go inside the residence, and that's where they located the bodies of four people, all deceased.
Police say the victims were three adult women and one man.